Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a question that many newsrooms across the country are grappling with. Should they refer to President Trump's tweets critical of four congresswomen of color as racist tweets? On our newsline, Dan Shelley, executive director of the Radio Television Digital News Association, to whom we often turn with questions about journalism ethics. Dan, does inserting that adjective, racist, show bias on the part of a journalist?
It depends on whether the journalist and his or her newsroom and news organization have given the use of that term careful consideration before deciding whether to use it. In all cases, virtually all cases with which I'm aware in this particular incident, news organizations, responsible news organizations that have chosen to use the term racist have done so only after considerable thought, debate, discussion, and a real self-examination about whether that term fits within that news organization's ethical guidelines and ethical practices.
You know, in some ways, it seems like a lose-lose for journalists. They're going to be criticized by some if they do say racist tweets, or they'll be accused of sanitizing the president's comments if they don't.
Well, that just speaks to the polarization that we see in American society today. And that holds true with virtually every story about President Trump or any controversial figure in public service or public life. You cover it one way and you're criticized by some. You cover it another way, you're criticized by others. I think the important concept here for journalists is to use, if you decide to use that term, is to do so only after thorough and careful consideration. And then you must be transparent with your viewers, listeners, or readers about why you made the decision to use that term.
There seems to be a growing movement these days, especially since President Trump was elected, that journalists should say it how they see it. No longer should journalists just simply play it down the middle. Is the role of the journalist evolving?
The role of the journalist is evolving in the sense that the Trump era, for lack of a better term, has brought out the best in a lot of journalistic organizations and newsrooms and news organizations. Newsrooms and journalists have doubled down on making sure they've got, as Carl Bernstein says, the best obtainable version of the truth. They have doubled down on providing resources and journalistic presence, meaning number of reporters, a number of bylines on print stories, number of reporters working on particular stories that might be particularly sensitive from a political or a perception perspective. I think the Trump era has changed journalism, yes, but generally almost completely for the better.
We hear phrases thrown around like advocacy journalist, which to me sounds like an oxymoron, but a journalist with an agenda. Are we seeing more of that in this era?
The only agenda that journalists should have, in my opinion, is the agenda to create a more informed and educated society, not to advocate for a particular political or ideological philosophy, but to advocate for the people's right to, and need, more important, to have the truth.
Dan Shelley at RTDNA, the Radio Television Digital News Association. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.